This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Neighbors are remembering former President Jimmy Carter, who died yesterday in Plains, Georgia. He was 100 years old. Andrew Greer lives in Plains.
It's a great loss for our world. He's one of the greatest men of peace, but also one of the greatest friends to the world. So we will miss him sorely.
He talked to WTVM-TV in Georgia. Former AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
Congratulations.
In the Mideast, Carter scored a coup, getting Israel and Egypt to make peace at Camp David.
Today we celebrate a victory, not of a bloody military campaign, but of an inspiring peace campaign.
Yet the region also delivered his presidency's biggest blow when hostages were seized at the Tehran U.S. Embassy.
We refuse to permit the use of terrorism and the seizure and the holding of hostages to impose political demands.
He negotiated for months, then ordered a rescue mission, which failed in the Iranian desert.
It was my decision to attempt the rescue operation. It was my decision to cancel it.
The hostage crisis was a key reason Ronald Reagan defeated his reelection bid. Yet Carter seized on retirement as an opportunity.
A life of pleasure and challenge and adventure.
He became a roving mediator and election monitor and won the Nobel Peace Prize. And that's how he said he wanted to be remembered, as a peacemaker. This is Mark Smith.
Jimmy Carter's state funeral will be January 9th in Washington. Several deaths in the South after a strong weekend storm system blew through. There were reports of tornadoes. Experts from the U.S. are going to South Korea to help in the investigation into that plane crash that killed 179 people on Sunday. An American is among three people killed in Thailand in a hotel fire. This is AP News. Linda Lavin, the actor, has died.
Tony Award-winning stage actor Linda Lavin died Sunday in Los Angeles at age 87. Just recently, she was diagnosed with lung cancer. Lavin won a Tony for Best Actress in 1987 for Neil Simon's Broadway Bound. But Lavin was probably best known for her 1970s TV sitcom Alice, in which she played a waitress and single mom trying to raise a son. In 1994, at a White House ceremony on working women, Lavin praised real-life women.
It's mainly women who answer phones, serve food, process money, handle paperwork, sell merchandise, nurse the sick, care for the children and the elderly, and then go home and take care of their families and clean up.
Actor Linda Lavin, dead at age 87. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.